Now, ongoing protests across the U.S. have been fueled in part by a feeling of disconnect between law enforcement and the local communities they serve. One factor that's been a controversy over the years in Wisconsin is the question of whether police officers should have to live in the communities they serve. A nationwide analysis by 538 found that on average, about 40% of police officers live in the cities where they serve nationwide. Our next guest gathered data from eight different Wisconsin cities to take a look at our numbers after laws on residency requirements for officers were loosened in 2013. Will Cushman is the associate editor of WisContext. Will, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob. Thanks.
Well, first of all, what kind of residency rules did we used to have in some places in Wisconsin?
Before 2013, when the budget bill that year included preemption of residency rules that local governments could enforce, local governments could enforce a residency requirement for basically any employee of the government. So that could be police officers, firefighters, EMTs, school teachers, et cetera. And so that law passed in 2013. The city of Milwaukee had a really long-standing residency requirement for about 75 years, and they fought that law in court. But in 2016, the Wisconsin Supreme Court upheld the law, and Milwaukee could no longer enforce its residency requirement as of 2016.
And as you write, it did leave the door open. Cities could say, if you're doing these kind of emergency jobs, you have to live within X amount of miles or a certain distance from the city. That is still an option. They can't just be limited to the city limits now, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So police officers, firefighters, EMTs can all still be required to live within up to 15 miles from city limits of where they're employed. A couple of the cities that we collected data from do enforce some variation of a residency requirement, either on their whole police department or on specialized units within their police departments. We found that those requirements tend to be usually around 20 miles.
Now, this was a hot issue in Wisconsin back in that 2013 budget. And as you say, the court challenges. Why have people been bringing this up again in the protests that followed the killing of George Floyd?
You know, that's a really good question. I think a lot of it came out of some reporting out of Minneapolis, actually. The Star Tribune up in Minneapolis did an analysis in the wake of George Floyd's killing on Memorial Day and found that only 8% of police officers that are employed by the city of Minneapolis actually live within the city limits. So 92% of officers live in the suburbs or rural areas around the Twin Cities. And so activists and community advocates have said that when so many police officers don't live in the community where they're serving, it could fuel, as you mentioned in the lead-in, like a disconnect between police officers and the communities that they're serving, or a kind of us versus them mentality, so to speak, both on the part of the officers and community members. I think that's the risk that advocates for residency requirements see.
We are talking to Will Cushman from WisContext, looking at his new report on police residency. Do police officers live in the communities they serve? Now, let's get into this, Will. You set out to find the data and figure out what it means. Easier said than done in some ways. Before we get into what you found, talk about how hard it was in some cases to find out where people lived.
Yeah, it was really interesting. It was as you said, like it was more challenging than I was expecting to get some of this data. And it was the most surprising part to me was how kind of varied the challenge was. So we sought data from eight Wisconsin cities. It'd be Beloit, Green Bay, Kenosha, Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, Waukesha, and Wausau. And some of the cities, when I reached out to them asking for this data, they just basically no questions asked, provided it. That would include the city of Beloit and the city of Kenosha. And then some other cities kind of asked some questions before fulfilling the request. But then a few cities really kind of pushed back quite a bit. That included the city of Green Bay. And part of their pushback was, well, first, I should explain that when I saw this data, we were never seeking private information. like the actual street address of police officers. And cities wouldn't provide that information anyway. Right. That's included in kind of confidential information that cities aren't required to, or any government is required to release under open records laws. But what we did seek is the city name and zip code of all the officers who are employed by each city. And that was an issue, especially in Green Bay, because there's so many, there's a number of officers or a number of, I guess, just general residents of the Green Bay area who have Green Bay mailing addresses, but who live in surrounding communities, so like Ashwaubenon or Alloway or Bellevue or Howard. And so the pushback I was getting from the city of Green Bay was that any type of record that they would produce that had the city name attached to it might not be totally accurate. And we talked about that for a while, went back and forth, and eventually they did release that information with that caveat, that understanding that it's not totally accurate, probably.
You've got some more info about the data collection at wiscontext.org. Let's get into what you found some now. Will, what stood out to you about whether police live in a community or not when you looked at these eight communities?
Yeah, I think what stood out to me the most was that in none of these eight cities do even half of the police officers live in the city where they're serving. And in fact, in Milwaukee, that percentage was the highest. It was almost 50%. But when you think about the fact that Milwaukee was enforcing a residency requirement up until just a few years ago, and so in theory, 100% of police officers should have been living within city limits only a few years ago, when it's now down to half, that's a pretty... It didn't take very long for a lot of police officers to move out of the city. And other things that stood out to me, a number of cities had even fewer officers living within city limits, down to Racine actually had the lowest number. Only 16% of Racine's police officers live within city limits. In Waukesha, it's a quarter. In Madison, it's more like a third. In the rest of the cities, it's about 40-45%. It's across the board. Majority of police officers are not living in the cities where they're serving.
And you heard the case from some police officials that that shouldn't be a cause for concern. Why did they argue that this wasn't a problem?
Yeah, I talked to some police leaders, I guess, police chiefs and police commanders in several of these cities. And yeah, they pretty much all said that what they really value is kind of making sure that they can hire police officers with what they kind of described as the right ethical mindset for policing, who are willing to openly engage with communities, and it shouldn't necessarily matter where they live in terms of how they police. And I also talked to a couple police chiefs who said that residency requirements would really negatively impact their ability to recruit good officers.
And there was some talk of maybe saying, okay, not a requirement, but can we incentivize or use it in our collective bargaining, try to nudge officers to live in the community? Is that a potential thing coming in the future?
Yeah, according to the mayor of Madison, Satya Rose Conway, she said that she is going to be looking into negotiating some sort of residency incentive or residency requirement into the Madison Police Union's next contracts. Those are up for negotiation, I think, at the end of 2021, but we'll see what happens there. The city of Milwaukee is also considered trying to include some sort of pay bump or residency incentive, so maybe a pay increase of a couple percentage points if you do live within city limits. But that hasn't really moved since that was proposed last fall.
Will, as always, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
We've been talking to Will Cushman, associate editor of WIS Context. He gathered, analyzed, and wrote about data from eight different Wisconsin communities about where their police officers live in relation to where they serve. It's, as we heard, a long-running issue here in Wisconsin. Cities used to be able to require city employees to live in city boundaries. That changed some years back. You can find his article with a lot of data and charts, maybe showing the community where you live, along with an explanation on how he gathered the data at wiscontext.org. Again, wiscontext.org. And you can let us know what you think of the idea of residency requirements for police officers or even other city employees. Do you think it's good that the state made it so that cities can't require that? Or do you think we should go back to the old way? You could email ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org.